As a City National client, you get a dedicated team of banking professionals working alongside you. From a relationship manager who works with you on everyday business needs to a business banker who drives your goals into the future. Come in to meet your team at City National Bank. See what personal can do for you at cnb.com.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, September 26th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Employees' work IDs give them access to the office. They also give the boss an idea of who's adhering to return-to-office policies.
Now, a number of companies, realizing they're not getting enough people into the office, are now looking at these badge swipe data reports and trying to figure out who's resisting, who's still not coming in, and what do we need to do about it?
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal reporter Chip Cutter after the break.
Tech News Briefing is supported by FTI Consulting. From the world's largest cyber breaches to global fraud investigations, FTI Consulting is the number one expert-based firm organizations turn to in their moments of truth. Learn more at FTIconsulting.com.
Companies who've put return to the office policies in place are tracking when employees come into work and how long they're staying. Wall Street Journal workplace reporter Chip Cutter joins me. So, Chip, how are companies doing this?
Well, all of those ID cards that everybody has on their lanyards or attached to their waists, they're tracking when you swipe into an office and oftentimes when you swipe out. So companies get these reports, and oftentimes they've mostly used these badge systems for security purposes. But now a number of companies, realizing they're not getting enough people into the office, are now looking at these badge swipe data reports and trying to figure out who's resisting, who's still not coming in, and what do we need to do about it?
You know, there are rumors and whispers in a lot of places. I think management is tracking where we're going. It's actually happening.
It's actually happening, and it's happening at a number of well-known employers. Facebook's parent Meta sent employees a note in August saying that managers would be looking at badge swipe data on a monthly basis, and that for people who consistently did not comply with the company's policy for in-office-based workers to be there 3 days a week, that there could be consequences up to including termination.
Are companies legally allowed to do this?
Companies are definitely within their rights to do this. Employment lawyers that I spoke with said companies have wide legal latitude to track workers on the job. And so this is just one way that they're doing so. And even if an employee, for example, asked to see their badge swipe data, a company would not have to turn that over. They may in a case of litigation, but for the most part, bosses are well within their rights to look at this data and to make judgments and decisions based on it.
So when companies see the data, what are they looking for?
Well, they're looking for outliers. So it might be something extreme, like someone who hasn't badged into an office for weeks, but it could also be someone who, for example, consistently hasn't met a requirement to be there 3 or 4 days a week. So it could just be someone who's only badging in once a week or twice a week. It could be someone who consistently badges in late and leaves early, is only in the office, for example, for a few hours. This badge swipe data is complicated and hard to measure, in part because companies have a lot of employees, so you get these big reports and you have to figure out how do you sift them and make sense of them. And so that's why you want to set up these sort of rules.
So you mentioned it could result in penalties up to termination. So employees are being penalized for this.
They are. Basically, bosses are now coming to some workers saying, why are you not following the rules? We've noticed, for example, that you haven't badged in for weeks now. What's going on? So it could affect someone. It could affect their standing on the job. It could affect whether they're able to hold on to the job. It's become a time where for years now, companies have tried to get people back to the office. Many companies are just now frustrated. They realize they're out of other options. They've tried carrots. They've tried ways to lure people back in the office.
They've tried pizza.
They've tried carrots. Now they're going to sticks, right? Where they feel like we're not able to kind of attract people in the office. Maybe now we need to force it and maybe just letting people know that we will be looking at this badge data. That might be one way that companies actually get people to come in.
Why are more companies stepping up this tracking now?
Part of the issue is that office occupancy rates have remained relatively flat for months. So nationwide offices are about 50% occupied. And that's why a number of companies have stepped up tracking just more recently, because they've realized their own internal numbers aren't budging either. And that's made a lot of them want to say, we've got to do something differently. We've got to try another technique to try to get offices more full again.
You mentioned Meta is doing this. What other types of companies have you heard about that are doing this?
So it's really a wide range of companies that are now tracking badge swipes or monitoring attendance in other ways. So it's big companies like Amazon, for example, or JP Morgan Chase, which has asked people to log some of their time data to make it clear when they're out of the office on vacation or at a client meeting, whatever it might be. But it's also smaller firms too. So I spoke with the CEO of the engineering and consulting firm Jacobs, and he said that they look at badge swipe data just for office occupancy rates, just to get a sense for how full the office is. They don't look at it on an individual basis, but they're looking in aggregate to figure out how popular an office might be, how crowded it is.
You know, gauging office usage from a commercial real estate standpoint is one thing, but does tabulating badge swipes give a company a full picture of, let's say, a worker's productivity?
It really doesn't, because as many workers and employers and lawyers told us, people know how to game these systems. So there's such a thing where someone might badge in for the day, go get a coffee, talk with a coworker, and then leave. It's not always monitored when people leave an office. And it's really tricky to use this as a judge for someone's productivity. Just because someone is at the office doesn't mean they're actually working. What lawyers have counseled companies on is don't use this as a sort of measure of how well someone is doing on the job or whether they're actually working and putting in a full day. It just means they're physically present.
You know, Chip, many companies are having a hard time as it is retaining employees. Is there a concern here that this type of surveillance might frustrate workers and cause them to want to leave?
Absolutely. As you'd imagine, workers don't like things like this. And the workers that we spoke with said that they really feel like this is surveillance, this is Big Brother, that this really will alienate them. And so we've seen unions, for example, push back on these sorts of efforts. At the New York Times, two different unions sent a cease and desist letter to company management about this. We've seen workers at Google frustrated by Google's efforts to monitor attendance. And so it really does create this disconnect, and it creates a divide between workers and management, where many say that they just feel like this is over the line, and many sometimes just think that companies could go about this in a different way.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Chip Cutter. And that's it for your Money Briefing. Today's show is produced by Ariana Osperu with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening.